Chapter 1. With only a few days until Christmas, Bonnie Sherman picked her way among the snow in the cemetery to her son's grave. It had snowed a couple of days ago, and the weak December sunlight hadn't made much of a dent in the precipitation. More fog and snow was predicted this holiday season, much to the delight of all who wanted a white Christmas. Bonnie arrived at the headstone bearing her son's name. Only four when he passed, Jeff would have been rooting for the magic of snow on Christmas Eve. The thought brought a haunted smile to Bonnie's face. She ran her fingers across the top of the stone, the chill of it radiating deep inside her soul. She couldn't remember the last time she felt warm. Probably that summer day she'd taken Jeff to the sports complex to fly the kite her mother had given him for his birthday. 2 minutes. She'd lost sight of him for 2 minutes. The next time she saw him, he was dead. She inhaled, the emotion she usually kept tucked away roaring to the surface. She had good days, and she had bad. Sometimes she'd be going along, busying herself in the third grade classroom where she worked as a teacher's aide, and something would hit her that would release the floodgate on her feelings. A smell, a random thought, a smile of a student passing by with reddish blonde hair like her son. She tucked her own strawberry blonde hair behind her ear, wishing she'd worn a hat. Jeff's grave sat in the far south corner of the cemetery, and she laid the denim blanket she'd brought on the ground so she could sit a while. She didn't cry, a feat Bonnie had been working on for seemingly ever. It had been 5 years since Jeff's death, and she thought time should have done a little more healing by now. She started reciting the things she could be grateful for in her life, a strategy her mother had suggested when Bonnie's husband had filed for divorce and left for Maine. "I have a good job," she said to the silence in the cemetery. Maybe to Jeff. She wasn't sure. She normally didn't talk to him specifically when she came here. She didn't believe he was there, listening. "I like my job," she continued. "I know some people have good jobs they don't like, but I like working with the kids at the elementary school. They're good kids." The wind tried to steal her scarf and get its icy tendrils down the collar of her coat, but she pulled the fabric against her skin. "I have friends. In fact, they're expecting me tonight for dinner and a gift exchange." Her lips curved the slightest bit as she thought about her forthcoming evening of fun and food and Christmas spirit. "My parents have a Christmas Eve dinner planned, too." Bonnie didn't hate her life, a life that had been reduced to a few evenings out each month with her friends and remaining family. Most days, Bonnie didn't mind. Some days, she did. She honestly didn't know how she felt that day. Sometimes Bonnie simply felt nothing at all, and as the wind whipped up the top layer of dusty snow and attempted to throw it in her face, she couldn't work out how she felt. So it was one of those days. "Well, my boyfriend is waiting." She smiled at Jeff's name on the headstone and hesitated before standing. A terrible crash sounded behind her, and she turned to see what had caused it. A horse the color of midnight thundered toward her, his head down, his eyes clearly unfocused. She tried to stand, but couldn't, the blanket tangling around her legs. Snow pushed up her pant leg, and all she could see was white, with a huge horse barreling down on her.
"Ho!"
She heard a deep voice echoing in the sky, almost splitting it.
"Over here!"
someone else called. Someone whistled, and Bonnie blinked, trying to get herself to ignore the wild look in the horse's eyes.
"Come on, Bonnie,"
a man said, latching onto her arms and pulling her out of the way. Pain shot through her body. Her heart crashed against her ribs. Fingers and hands like iron kept her moving, though her legs acted as dead weight. She landed in the snow on her back a few grave sites away, just as the black horse trampled the blanket beneath his hooves. She breathed. Her lungs worked. The whistling started again. Men continued to yell to each other and at the horse. Bonnie looked up into the most handsome face she'd ever seen. It almost hurt to look at, and she recognized the man immediately. Sam. She tried to sit up, but he helped her anyway,